Blog Talk Radio.
Can you hear me?
I'm the MVP. I'm stupid with this rap shit.
Here I am. Yep. I'm the man. Here I am. Yep. Yep. I'm the man.
Gentlemen, this is the T-Stream Media Show. I am your host, T-Stream Media. What we have here is a special day today. We actually got the T-Stream Media Show. This is Sports Edition, man. This is the Sports Edition. And because it's the Sports Edition, what we're going to do is we actually got a host on this joint. So to properly introduce him real quick, what we're going to do is get him in. Say what up to the people. This is Mr. ESPN 33. What's going on, man?
Good evening. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Mr. ESPN 33, as T-Stream Media said. Just want to let everybody know, have a good Thursday night here. We're going to talk about some sports, so let's get it going.
All right. Thursday, man. It's Tuesday evening.
Thursday for me, man.
Thursday for you? All right. It's Thursday for him. You know he got a regular job, so it's Thursday for him. And I know how that is, man. That's how we gonna do it. So let me reintroduce it. It's T-Stream Media Show, Sports Edition. I am your host, T-Stream Media, aka DJ T Diggity, with my co-host, Mr. ESPN. That is his Twitter name, so you can all follow him at twitter.com/ Mr. ESPN 33, right?
That is correct.
All right, and you can also follow me at T-Stream Media which is on the show. So if you need some help spelling it, I'll definitely put it in the chat. I will shout out my Facebook page. You can definitely follow that. It's facebook.com/ T-Stream Media. What I'm doing right now, man, we just have a good show today. What we're going to do today, we're going to have some nice topics today for you. We're going to discuss some plays, some calls, some stats, some topics that you all have been actually looking on ESPN and watching lately, man. We're going to recap the week two of the NFL season. And what do you think about week two so far?
So far, I think week two went on. I think it was pretty good. Referees this week kind of fell off a little bit. I kept some calls that was made I didn't agree with too much.
Okay.
But as far as football goes, I think football is in a good place right now.
It's definitely back, huh?
Yeah, I got to say so.
All right, so we'll definitely talk about the referees later on the show. That will be a topic for you all. If you all want to call in as a guest, you can definitely call in at area code 347-945-7421. Definitely call in, or if you haven't, you can definitely chat with me on my chat. Definitely go on the Blog Talk Radio site, blogtalkradio.com/T-Stream Media. What we're going to do is introduce the show real quick, and this is Mr. ESPN's spot, so I'm gonna let what I'm gonna do is tell y'all what we're gonna talk about today. Shout out to ESPN for providing the music. We definitely shout out our sponsors here. Again, sponsor is T Minds, Not Yours Productions. What we're gonna talk to you about today is the NFL scores and stats. We're also going to talk about primetime game of the week. We also have the MVP team offense, and we got the MVP team on the defense. We also have a Monday Night Football, not the preview. We're actually going to talk about the game because it already went down. Next week, we'll talk about the Monday Night preview before the game comes on. And then we're going to talk about next week's predictions. So what we're going to do right now is we're going to change it up a little bit. We're going to actually go and put on some music, man. We actually got music. Music is the foundation, and we about to check it out with I'm Good, so we'll be right back, all right? Let's go.
Yeah. 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 Ow! You can find me in the street. Been in the drought, my mattress is full. Why shouldn't I be out? Hey, buddy, I'm good. What they tell you? I'm good. What they tell you? I'm good. What she tell you? I'm good. What you want? Dollar jeans, with my favorite patch. Pulling up my ride. Hell yeah, the rims match. What they tell you? I'm good. What they tell you? I'm good. What they tell you? I'm good. What she tell you? I'm good. What you see? Man, I'm killing it, riding in that brand new. It's a good day, ice cubes on my chest, looking at my Blackberry freak, hit me on the text, come and beat it up, I just need a minute, you can care your ass, you ain't gotta lay in it, yeah. Niggas don't like it when you're looking good, hate it when you're shining through the neighborhood, brand new ride, niggas know the time, hoes cut their eyes, we call them samurais, fly as I could ever be, a level of success that you could never see, you jealous man, we in propellers man, think about it, ain't shit, you could sell us man, keeping in the trials, my mattress is full, why shouldn't I be out, hey buddy I'm good, what they tell you, I'm good, what they tell you, I'm good, what she tell you, I'm good, $100 jeans, with my favorite patch, pulling up my ride, hell yeah my rims match, what they tell you, I'm good. I'm good, I'm good, what you see, step it out, ma, tell me what you see, order what you want, hell yeah, it's on me, don't they tell you I'm good, what they tell you, I'm good, what they tell you, I'm good, what you see. Cruising on them 22s, got me sitting pretty, you should hear that engine burn, hear kitty kitty, ride through the city, everybody know me, and the sun is out, it's like it's shining on me, shouting out the homies, as I breathe by, I'm on cloud nine, and I ain't even high, told my shorty I'll be back in
back, ladies and gentlemen. That was I'm Good with the Clips. That was actually the Clips with Pharrell. What we're going to do right now is we're about to get to the scores and stats of today. Let's go. Hold on. Yeah. Scores and stats. Rock. Brought to you by ESPN.com and also NFL.com. We definitely do have those sponsors, and we do actually tag from them. So what we're going to do is go straight into the stats. Matt, you there?
I'm here.
Let's go. So the first team, this was actually on Thursday. We got Chicago 10 to Green Bay 23. Green Bay's defense, man, they carried Green Bay to the win. They got Cutler frustrated. What happened, man?
Clay Matthews coming up from the linebacker position, got back there three times and got those sacks. Then the Green Bay defense collectively with four takeaways. It's a bad game for Jay Cutler.
Right, you know what I mean? So they had Jay Cutler, man, and he was frustrated. He yelled at his left tackle. That's the blind side, if you didn't know. So that's his left tackle, man. Now, he's showing frustration, and people don't like him being on the team. I know he takes stuff seriously, but how would you feel if that was you?
If that was me and I was the old lineman, I would take it. I could be a little bit upset because, I mean, to a point, I'm doing my job. I got to hold you up. If you're sitting back there and can't find me, you can get the ball out the way.
But it's Clay Matthews.
Now, for Jay Cutler, now for me being Jay Cutler, of course I'm going to yell at him. Come on, I'm ending up on the ground every time.
Every time. So we playing basketball now. We played since we were like yay high, 2 years old, whatever. You know what I mean? And just to let you all know, Mr. ESPN 33, if y'all didn't know, he's been in sports forever. We've been in sports all our lives. We know about sports. So think about it. We played 2-on-2, whatever, against whoever. So if I didn't help you out on D, or you didn't help me out, would you be mad if I yelled at you?
Absolutely not, because I know I didn't do it.
All right, then. Let's go, then. Next score. We're going to do this real quick. Buffalo 35 to Kansas City 17. Surprise. Are you surprised?
Actually, I'm not surprised. Buffalo is doing okay. Fitzpatrick's okay. Then they got Stevie Johnson's playing real good. So I'm not really surprised at that, actually. I'm really not.
Cool. So, and KC is not clicking at all. Next game we got here, we got Carolina Panthers against New Orleans Saints. Now,
Cam Newton.
Cam Newton showed his butt off. No, I mean, does New Orleans, do they miss Peyton, or is it the defense? Is it the defense or the coach?
Without Sean Payton, Drew Brees is out there by himself. They don't know what to do. Now, granted, Darren Sproles had a great game. He got 13 catches. He went for 128 yards.
Right.
But without Sean Payton showing them what to do or telling them what to do, basically, Drew Brees is out there on his own.
There you go. All right. Cincinnati 34 to Cleveland 27. Cincinnati. Not really a threat, so that's 34-27, good win for them. Luck, his first win, Indiana 23 to Minnesota's 20. They will not make any noise. Do you think so? Real quick?
Nah.
All right. I just want to make sure. All right. Houston Texans, man, they beat down Jacksonville 27-7. Houston rolling behind Foster. Are they the sleeper this year?
Houston is a sleeper. They have a healthy, I should say. Wide receiver back in Andre Johnson. They got a healthy
Andre Johnson, and they got a great defense. All right, next game, Oakland 13 to Miami 35. They scored a lot. Reggie Bush, he showed up.
I think that's a lucky game. Reggie Bush got hot, literally, and scored two touchdowns. Carried the ball 26 times for 172 yards. We'll see what happens next week.
All right. Surprise. Upset alert. New England losing to Arizona 20-18. They lost a tight end, right?
They lost a tight end, yeah. New England did lose a tight end in Aaron Hernandez, but they did pick up Kellen Winslow for a year. You know how Tom Brady likes those big tight ends, so we'll see how that works out.
No pun intended. And we got another game, a shocker. New York Giants came back on Tampa Bay. Man, it's 41-34. Eli has another comeback. What do you think?
I call him the other Manning.
The other Manning. You're still the other Manning. He won two Super Bowls, man.
the other Manning. I don't care. He's still the other Manning.
That's hilarious. Let's go.
Eli doesn't get the credit he deserves.
He doesn't. He never will, man. You know, in New York, if you miss one pass, you're always going to be horrible.
You're right. I mean, but that's the thing. It's kind of a double edge with them, though, because for them to win week two, you know, last time they won Super Bowl, they was 0-2 to start out, and they won.
Oh. They lost to Dallas last week, and now they're winning. They had to come back, so we'll be shocked. You know, they play Cam Newton next week, so we'll do the predictions next week on that one. Next game, we got Philadelphia against Baltimore. Vic has another late quarter drive. They won 24-23. What you know about?
Vic got lucky is all I
got
to say.
Vic got lucky. In a row.
Come on, four turnovers 2 weeks in a row?
Yeah, that is bad. I guess their defense holding up a little bit. So I take it.
Then of course, like you said, referee. We'll talk about the referees later.
We'll talk about the referees later. We got you on the referees. Yeah. All right. Another upset alert. Dallas just won a good game against the Giants, and they let off on Seattle again. They didn't play since the last time. Remember the field goal, right?
You call him Beast Mode.
There you go. What's the name?
Marshawn Lynch.
That man named Lynch. That man named Lynch. They cannot. There goes that man. I'm not Mark Jackson, but you know, they're still balling. There goes that man. There you go. All right. Steelers. I mean, not the Steelers. I'm sorry. St. Louis Rams beat Washington 31-28. RG3. He did a lot, but did he have help?
He had help until the last drive. That was an unauthorized play. His wide receiver shouldn't have reacted that way.
Oh yeah, it was his wide receiver, but was
they were in field goal range until he threw the ball and just completely threw him off.
All right, you know what? I was watching ESPN today, and they was Harrison from the New England Patriots. You know, he's a commentator now, and he stated that he should be cut. Do you think he should be cut?
I disagree with that. I mean, he still got good. He still catch the ball.
Yeah, caught the ball.
He still can catch the ball. I think that as a team, you definitely put him through some type of quote unquote punishment for that play. But no, it definitely can be.
Right, got you. All right, Pittsburgh 27, New York Jets 10. Big Ben showing off. Playoffs, they're a threat.
Pittsburgh may be a threat. I think the Jets. We saw the Jets that we saw in the preseason, though.
Really? So are you saying that they need Tebow?
I don't know if it's Tebow time yet, but I think that they need to make some type of changes because we're seeing the New York Jets that we saw in the preseason. Week one, they're trying to show us that week one was all fluke.
Got you. All right, San Diego Chargers, Tennessee, 38-10. That was a quick game. Primetime game of the week. We'll definitely talk about that next. The Lions lost 19-27, but we'll definitely get back into that one after this next break. So next up, we got primetime game of the week. Also, we got predictions for next week, and we got more on the T-Stream Media Show. Right now, what we got is Dr. Dre from The Chronic. Hey, let's go. We'll be right back.
Nah, nigga. Guess who's back? Can't keep it home a lot, cause when I frequent the spot that I'm known to rock, you hear the bass from the truck when I'm on the block. Ladies, they say homage, but haters say Dre fell off. Pow, nigga, my last album was The Chronic. They wanna know if he still got it. They say rap's changed, they wanna know how I feel about
it. You ain't up on
things. Dr. Dre is the name, I'm ahead of my game. Still puffin' my leaf, still fuck with the beats. Still not loving police. Still rock my khakis with a cuff and a crease. For the streets, repping 213. Still the beat bang, still doing my thing. Since I left, ain't too much change.
Still, I'm representing for the gangsters all across the world.
Still,
hitting them counters and them lolos, girl.
Still, taking my time to perfect the beat. And I still got love for the streets. It's the D.R.E.
I'm representing for the gangsters all across the world.
Still,
hitting them counters and them lolos, girl.
Still, taking my time to perfect the beat. And I still got love for the streets. It's the D.R.E.
Since
the last time you heard from me, I lost some friends. Well, hell, me and Snoop, we dipping again. Kept my ears to the streets, signed Eminem. He's triple platinum, doing 50 a week. Still, I stay close to the heat.
close to the beat, I rose to my feet. My life's like a soundtrack, I wrote to the beat. Street rap like Cali weed, I smoke till I'm asleep. Wake up in the AM, compose a beat. I bring the fire till you're soaking in your seat. It's not a fluke, it's been tried, I'm the truth. Since turn out the lights from the world-class wrecking crew. I'm still at it, after mathematics. In the home of drive-bys and acmatics. Swap me, sticky green and bad traffic. I dip through, then I give you the
CR. I'm representing for the gangsters all across the world.
Still,
hitting them counters and them lolos, girl.
Still, taking my time to perfect the beat. And I still got love for the streets. It's the CR.
I'm representing for the gangsters all across the world.
Still,
hitting them counters and them lolos, girl.
Still, taking my time to perfect the beat. And I still got love for the streets. It's the DRE. It ain't nothing but mohawk shit. Another classic CD for y'all to vibe with. Whether you're cooling on the corner with your fly bitch,
yes.
Lay back in the shack, play this track. I'm representing for the gangsters all across the world.
Still hitting the corners and the lolos, girl.
I'll break your neck, damn near put your face in your lap. Niggas try to be the king, but the ace is back.
So if you ain't up on things,
Dr. Dre be the name, still running the game. Still got it wrapped like a mummy. Still ain't trippin', love to see young blacks get money. Spend time out the hood, take their moms out the hood. Hit my boys off the job, no more living hard. Barbecues every day, driving fancy cars. Still gon' get my
beat. I'm representing for the gangsters all across the world.
Still
hitting them counters and them lolos, girl.
Still taking my time to perfect the beat. And I still got love for the streets. It's the D.R.E.
I'm representing for the gangsters all across the world.
Still
hitting them counters and them lolos, girl.
Still taking my time to perfect the beat. And I still got love for the streets. It's the D.R.E.
I'm representing for the gangsters all across the world.
Still
hitting them counters and them lolos, girl.
Still taking my time to perfect the beat. And I still got love for the streets. It's the D.R.E.
Right back up in your motherfucking ass. 9-5 plus 4 pennies. Add that shit up. D.R.E. Right back up on top of things. Smoke some with your dog. No stress, no seeds, no stems, no sticks. Some of that real sticky, icky, icky. Ooh, wait. Put it in the air, air. Boy, use a fool, D.R.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are back. T-Stream Media Show, man. If you haven't noticed, when we actually are here on T-Stream Media Show, we actually like to vote. So if you don't know, vote or die, man. This is a great election that's coming up. I just wanted to put that in because I didn't have it in my notes, so this off the top of the head. Definitely know where you need to register. Know where you need to vote. Definitely vote, man. This is a good one. Obama is going for the second term. And Romney said some really pretty bad stuff. We'll talk about that tomorrow on Getting Over the Hump. But right now, we got the primetime game of the week. Let's go. Let's go. We got the 49ers against the Lions, man. This was a late night game, primetime game of the week. Detroit Lions failed to come back in the fourth. Basically, man, Matt, you here?
I'm here.
All right, so look, my question is, what went right for the San Francisco 49ers, and what went wrong for the Lions?
What went right for the San Francisco 49ers? Frontline blocking and Frank Gore. It's exactly what went right. Frank Gore got into the secondary on, mm-hmm. I'd say, out of his 17 carries, he got into the secondary at least 4 times. That would kill your defense.
Now, you got to think about it. The Lions don't have, you know, they got, like, cut players on the defensive back. So, what went wrong with them?
The defense. What went wrong with the Detroit Lions? Their defense. Absolutely their defense. The front four, they're doing a job. They're getting a push. But what happens once they get their push, the blocking for Frank Gore, like I said, they block so well. And then you got to, once he gets past the front four, our secondary just isn't. They're just not picking up as quick as they should. Then they're missing tackles,
right.
All types of things. Bad yesterday.
I got you. It's pretty bad, man. You got to think about it. You know, like if three out of the four defensive backs have got cut from a previous team, that really showed why they got cut. And that's pretty bad, man. The Lions had some nice DBs. You know, Delmas is hurt. We got Houston, but he's, you know, limited. And you got my man Barry. And, you know, he's not on the team right now because of what he did. But could that have been something that could be, you know, acting on differently? Or was it something that needs to be done for the, you know, the Lions?
I think it's something that the Lions need to work on. I think that the Lions need to definitely work on the secondary. We have our pretty much right now, our best corner is a rookie.
Right.
Like, I mean, our best corner is a rookie. Granted, he's a good corner, but he's still a rookie. He doesn't have that leadership to push him forward, and we don't have that right now in the secondary.
Right, and we need it. I'm pretty sure we need it. So, next question, and this is an important question. Now, since the 49ers beat Green Bay handily, and, you know, they basically won the whole game from the Lions. I mean, they came back in the fourth, but they really controlled the whole game. So, are they the team to beat this year?
I would have to say yes. I would have to say yes.
So, you're telling me would you say they're going to the Super Bowl?
I wouldn't say that. I said that they're the team to beat. I said that right now, their offense is clicking. Their defense is pretty much stopping everybody. I mean, come on, you held Aaron Rodgers to, you know, in Lambeau. You beat Aaron Rodgers in Lambeau.
Right. And I got that's big, man. And they, I don't even know who they got next week. We'll definitely talk about that later. Want to shout out to my man Ziggity, my man from Cooley High School. Say what up, Zig. I'm about to hit you up on here real quick. Hey, man, what you know about Ziggity out here listening to it?
Who?
Ziggity, Rob Ziggity.
All right, Rob.
Rob out here. Had to get him on there. You know what I mean? He gonna definitely have some comments for us.
I know he gonna
have
pretty
to. Sure.
I know he's gonna have some insight.
Oh yeah, he's gonna talk a lot of junk to us. And right now what I'm gonna do right now is we'll get to the next subject, but right now what we're gonna do is we're gonna definitely go into a music break. For right now we're gonna have Mace. We got some old school stuff on here today, man. We got
Mason Betha.
Check it out. We got Mason Betha. You know what I mean? Bad boy. That's how we do it. We'll be right back. Peace.
Okay, stop.
What you know about going out? Head west, red legs, TVs, all up in the headrest. Try and live it up. Rock jewel, pick a truck. Peace all glittered up. Stick a kid, nigga, what? Jig with a cut. Sip crisp, spit it up. Hoes ride, get your nut. Till I can't get it up. I'm a big man. Get this man room. I done hit everything from Cancun to Grand Tune. Why you standing on the wall? Hand on your balls. Lighting up drugs. Always fighting in the club. I'm the reason they made the dress code. They figure I went wild when I'm in my fresh clothes. Dresses, I suppose, from my neck to my toes. Neck full of gold. Baguettes in my rolls. Rec shows. Collect those. Extra O's. By the heat, get a key to the Lex to hold. East, west, every state. Come on, bury the hate. Millions, the only thing we in the heavy to make. Whether from the ex-friend, intellects or bins. Let's begin. Bring this BS to an end. Come on. Understand we be Waikiki, sipping DP to the TV look 3D. Uh-huh. Little kids see me way out in DC with a Z3 Chrome BBs. They wanna be me. Niggas talking shit, they ought to quit. Unfortunate, they don't see a fourth what I get. And those be the same ones walking while I with. Just started seeing cars cause they auction it. So while you daydream, mama say they gleam. And I deal with hoes that pose in Maybelline. One time you had it all. I ain't mad at y'all, now give me the catalog. I show y'all daddy ball.
That's right.
Six cars and power to fire big stars. Sit up CEO. Smoking on cigars, nigga. It's like y'all be talking funny. I don't understand language of people with short money.
Come on now.
Mercedes,
yeah, yeah.
Take hits from the 80s,
yeah, yeah.
but do it sound so crazy? For me personally, it's nothing personal. I do what work for me, you do what work for you. And I dress with what I was blessed with. Never been arrested for nothing domestic. And I chill the way you met me. With a jet ski, attached to a SC. Smoke my Nestle, no mad rap, ass cat with my check be. Problem with y'all, I said directly.
Right.
Went from hard to sweet, starved to eat. From no holy shows to menage a sweet.
Yeah.
Now I be the cat that be hard to meet. Getting head from girls that used to hardly speak.
Come on.
Bad boy, you make me feel so good.
Uh-huh.
You know you make me feel so good. You know
bad
you
make
boy. Me feel so good. Bad, bad, bad,
yeah.
Bad boy. I wouldn't change you if I could.
Come on.
I wouldn't change you if I could.
Let's go.
Bad, 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 bad boy. You make me feel so good.
Uh-huh.
You know you make me feel so good. You know you make me feel so good.
Come on.
Yes, sir. That was Mason Beth, the bad boy. We back on the T-Stream Media Show, a.k.a. DJ T-Diggity, along with my main man at Mr. ESPN 33. Definitely check him out on Twitter, twitter.com at Mr. ESPN 33. And also you can check me out on Twitter at T-Stream Media. Also, man, we got my man Ziggity in here, man. If you want to, definitely put in your Twitter name, and I'll definitely shout you out on here, and I'll definitely shout you out on here. So whenever we're talking about something, I'll definitely put you out here, you know what I mean? he typing right now. All right, so what we're about to get into next is we're about to get into the MVP team offense of the week. Also, we're about to get into the MVP defensive team of the week. I'll go first. Matt, you got the second. Team offensive of the week. I got the Falcons, man. The Falcons got to be the offensive team of the week, man. They got Matt Ryan. He's the key player. Matt Ryan been throwing it everywhere. Last few games he's just been throwing it everywhere. He got two great wide receivers, and he got a tight end that he can throw to, and he got a running back. Which I mean, he just got arrested, but at the same time, he didn't get arrested before the game. So that's my pick for the offensive. What you got for me?
I think I'm going to go with the Houston Texans this week.
Houston Texans.
Or I'm going to go with Houston Texans because you got a Matt Schaub. Yeah, Matt Schaub didn't throw any touchdowns this week, but you got an Arian Foster that's running real well. You got Andre Johnson that's healthy. Like I said, you got a team, you got a defense that's pretty much stopping quite a few teams this week. I know we're talking about the offense right now, but
yeah,
we got a defense that can get the offense the ball back.
Right. So you're telling me that the – are the Texans a defensive team for you?
No, I'm speaking the Texans as an offensive team. I'm saying the defense is getting the ball back, though.
All right, I got you. All right,
and
so
letting
my
offense go to work.
Offense, all right. So offense is Houston. Houston against the Falcons. That'd be a nice little matchup. I think they play today. This week or next week. Who knows? We'll check it out. My defensive team is San Francisco, man. You got to go with San Fran. They've been giving the offense the ball quickly, and my key player is the obvious, Pat Willis, man. I'm scared of that guy.
That
guy's crazy.
I gotta agree.
San Fran is killing him, man. Pat Willis, I mean, he used to tackle mules back in the day. So if he's tackling mules and hogs in Mississippi, I'm not about to mess with him. That's about like 300 pounds, right? I mean, that's easy. Probably more.
Between him and Deshaun Golston, I don't know. I mean, Deshaun Golston is eating up secondary. Like, I mean, anything out there is his.
All right, so we'll check it out. I forgot to put on the music bed, but I'm definitely about to put it on right now. Next topic, bonus topic, because we got a little bit of time for it. The bonus topic is RG3. No, as a matter of fact, no. Let's go this real quick. RG3 versus Cam Newton. Who you got this year?
Oh, that's a good discussion. I think I'm going to have to go with only reason why I say this. Let me tell you, only reason why I say this is because I think that this man, he has a, maybe a bit more powerful arm. And I got to say Cam Newton.
Cam Newton.
Go RG3. Oh, throw that pass RG3 threw yesterday was a great pass.
It was on the money, man. It was straight down, straight on the money. He's been throwing a nice amount of them deep, just like Cam Newton been doing.
I think Cam Newton just a bit bigger and a bit more. He's a bit more of a hassle to bring down. If you hit RG, he might go down.
All right, so you know what? I give Cam the edge. Only because of the first year. You know, the first year, you know, he's in the league. He gets to train with, you know, personal trainers on, you know, Carolina. And RG3 probably just did his own workout. Now he knows what it takes. I'm pretty sure next year he's going to be out cold. As a matter of fact,
this
year's not even over. And he's actually being out cold. So we'll definitely check him out.
Three more games. And my answer might change.
All right. We'll definitely come back to that. I'm going to jot that down right now. It might change. So we go check it out. RG3 versus Cam Newton. We're going to check him out throughout the year. Next is referees. We finally got to this topic, man. A lot of officials have been, you know, messing up games, throwing bad calls. Two games got out of control, including last night's game against Denver and Atlanta. What do you think about the referees, and do they need to come back with the regular referees?
I think the regular referee, the replacement refs have to go. It's one thing to get a couple calls wrong, but to get at every game there's at least three bad calls. Last week it was maybe three, four bad calls overall, but in this week there were three bad calls in every game.
So three bad calls. Now I know it probably didn't affect last plays probably didn't affect a lot. I did see a pass interference. Peyton Manning threw in the middle. I mean, that's a good no call in the way, some people say. But on that type of game, man, I've seen a couple holding calls. I've seen a couple clipping calls they missed.
No, what about the Baltimore game? What about the Baltimore game, though, when they called the offensive pass interference in the end zone?
That was pretty bad.
And then the game you were just talking about, though, the Denver game, when they called an offensive holding. I'm sorry, a defensive holding penalty. It then gave them defensive holding a 5-yard penalty. They gave them 11 yards.
That's 11
they
yards.
They stopped the ball 11 yards.
So that definitely threw the game. As a matter of fact, they are calling a lot of offensive pass interferences. And previously, if you notice throughout the years, you know, they let them get away with it a little bit in the end zone. But they're really calling it right now. I guess it's one of those type things where they become fans. And the fans, refs, you know, we can always do that. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
So if that's the case, then they definitely need to come back. I mean, a lot of people are not going to stop watching NFL. A lot of people are not going to stop coming to the games because it's in our culture. Everybody's been waiting for NFL to come back. That's something that is like a religion to everybody. You know, you got fantasy football players, you got fantasy leagues. now, what do you think about? I lost my train of thought. But I was about to say, what do you think about the referees actually trying to, you know, hold off games? They're really messing up, but they're really trying to hold off games.
Meaning who, the replacements or the original?
Yeah, well, the original's trying to hold off games because basically they want their jobs back. But at the same time, you know, Roger Goodell is throwing out crazy schedules and everything like that. So do you think the league is safe right now?
Oh no, the league's not. The league is safe fan wise. The league is safe. The money, they're not going to lose money over this. But Goodell doesn't care. He has more leverage than the refs do at this point, just because it's not affecting the games. It's not affecting attendance. It's not affecting viewers. It's not affecting their money. So Goodell has all the power right now because the referees, hey, you're missing checks. We're not missing checks.
Nice. All right, so I got to shout out some of the fans that came in. Today, my man, my frat, Antoine Foster came in. He's telling me that Cam Newton better have a better year. He has 1 year advantage in experience and better receivers. Now, do you think that – I know Steve Smith is on that team. You think that is better than Garcon and
Moss? Lofell. Lofell also.
Lofell also. We did just play Madden yesterday. So,
yeah,
do you think the receiving core is better?
Lofell is he's a sleeper on the fantasy team. So if you guys out there, y'all got fantasy teams, y'all ain't pick him up, go get him. Lofell's a sleeper on the fantasy team.
All right, nice. Ziggity just said too many holding calls on the DB. You did point that out. That was a nice little point out right there. And we definitely go check that out real quick. Man, referees, you're definitely messing up the game. Definitely start looking at some more video. That's my advice to you. Roger Goodell, man, definitely get these schedules going. This is not the 66 games like the NBA. You seen what happened to them. So, man, definitely get that going. So what we're going to do right now, man, we're going to get to a music break real quick. And we're doing old school music, not necessarily old school, but like older music that's not necessarily new. And the new music will definitely be on tomorrow, but at the same time right now, what we're about to get into is my main man, Young Jock, is going down. Let's see where
he's in the trap.
Going down. Hold up. Let's see if we get it.
Here we go again. Here we go. Get on Field USA. You know I go by the name Nitty, right? I gotta introduce y'all another motherfucker at my squad, right?
Who is this nigga, man?
This nigga go by the name of Jock. He resides in College Park, right?
College Park, CC.
But for right now, what we gotta do for y'all,
what we gonna do?
We gotta get y'all a hit,
huh?
Niggas in my face, hey. Damn near day.
Hey.
Ask the million questions like Jock, where you stay?
Hey.
Tell a College Park, where the chop car?
Yeah.
Heat 20 grand, spend a grand at the bar. Just about his own, J's on my feet. I'm on the Patron, don't get like me. It's a 9 cutlet with the bucket seat. Heat in my trunk, bought it just for the freaks.
Yeah.
Catch me in the hood,
yeah.
Posted at the store. Pistol in my lap, on the phone, counting dough.
Yeah.
If a girl choose, let her do a thing. Shit like a mama, nice ass, night brain.
Uh-oh.
Everybody love me, I'm so fly. Nigga throw the deuces every time I ride by. I know you wonder why, I'm so cool.
Yeah.
Don't ask me, just do what you do.
Okay.
Meet me
okay.
In the trail, it's going down. Meet me in the mall, it's going down. Meet me in the club, it's going down. Anywhere you meet me, guaranteed to go down. Meet me in the trail, it's going down. Number two,
hey.
Do the damn thing. Shoes
hey.
On my neck, pocket full of bent frame.
Right.
When I'm in the mall, hoes just pause.
Yeah.
I pop a few tags, give me that on the wall. Trying to flip the work, make the block bump. Boys in the hood, call me Black Donald Trump. Dope boy magic, 7 days a week. Number one record, longest Nitty on the beat.
Yeah.
Who I think they like me, better yet I know. Lights, camera, action when I walk through the door. Niggas know my crew, we certified stars. Belly in the front, about 35 cars. Bitches in the back, black beam a coupe. Girls like a girl, time to recruit. If you got a problem, say it to my face. We can knuckle up anytime, any place.
Okay.
Meet me in the trail, it's going down. Meet me in the mall, it's going down. Meet me in the club, it's going down. Anywhere you meet me, guaranteed to go down. Meet me in the trail, it's going down. Meet me in the mall, it's going down. Meet me in the club, it's going down. Anywhere you meet me, guaranteed to go down. Time to set it all, let these niggas know. Have you ever seen a Chevy with the butterfly dough? I ride real slow, no need to speed. Gotta make sure you see the button, it's on my feet. Feds on my trail, but they don't think I know. I keep my hands clean, cause I never touch dope. Every time I see them, look them in their eyes. Ask me how I know, it's me, surprise. Put it in the air, rip where you stay. Take a step back, blow the cushion, they fade. Sudden is a habit, let them see the carrots. I'ma make it rain, nigga, I ain't scared to share. Meet me in the trail, it's going down. Meet me in the mall, it's going down. Meet me in the club, it's going down. Anywhere you meet me, guaranteed to go down. Meet me in the trail, it's going down. Meet me in the mall, it's going down. Meet me in the club, it's going down. Anywhere you meet me, guaranteed to go down.
Young Jock, Nitty Stratus again. It's a Nitty B. Playmaker. So death, motherfucker.
Going down. Going down. Meet me at T-Stream Media Show. It's going down. All right. Yeah. You know what? We was actually discussing something offline real quick. I know I actually asked you in the chat box. You probably didn't see it because there's a lot of chatting going on right now. But he wanted to talk, Matt, you wanted to talk about the RG3. He's covering up his the Nike logo. Now, explain that to me real quick.
All right, what's going on right now? This is the first year that Nike got exclusive rights to the NFL jerseys. A lot of teams changed their jersey. Of course, Green Bay chose to keep it classic. But for the Washington Redskins, RG3 is the big athlete for Adidas now. So with that being said, because of the Nike logo on the warm-ups and things like that, RG3 chose to cover up the logo. I want to know, do you think that the NFL should fine him, or should the NFL let it go because of the fact that he's getting paid by another company?
That's a great question, man. Ultimately, to be quite honest, I think you should actually endorse your NFL, but they give you a lot of money too. So you make money from the NFL, yeah, that's great. But you also make money from – that's a touchy subject. I have no idea. If I know Nike want to endorse and Adidas want to endorse, but to be quite honest, that's something we can definitely discuss on a later date. As a matter of fact, we'll put it on the next show. You know what I mean? All right. So we're going to put that on the time clock on the parking lot, as we call it. And we'll definitely we'll discuss it next week. I know Ziggy got something to say. Definitely, and Mr. Foster, I definitely tag you in on next week's show. What we got to get into right now is the predictions of the week. This is the prediction of the week, man. Week three, we got a lot of good games coming on. What to look for? What the key matchup? We'll see. As a matter of fact, the first game that's coming up is on Thursday. That's about a couple of days from now. We got New York Giants versus Carolina Panthers. Who you got?
I got New York if they can get it together.
New York. All right, since you got New York, I got Carolina. I go with Cam Num. I know what's his name is hurt. Ashley Smith is a little hurt, but he's going to be back on it. Let's go. Buffalo versus Cleveland.
Let's go with the rookie Richardson all day. Cleveland.
Cleveland? Now, Buffalo. All right,
I go
Buffalo.
I got the rookies. I got Brandon Weeden.
You going rookies?
Yeah, I'm going rookies.
All right, what you got out there? Let me know, man. I'm actually putting out different teams out there, so if y'all got something to say about the predictions, definitely let me know your opinion. You know what I mean? So, next squad, Tampa Bay Buccaneers against the Dallas Cowboys.
If Romo let me down, man, I got Dallas.
You got Dallas? All right. I go Dallas. Dallas better win that one. We got New York Jets versus Miami Dolphins.
I think Reggie Bush might run all over that Jets defense, so I got to go Miami.
You must hate the Jets. Hey, you know what?
No,
I'm going to call the Jets. I'm going to call the Jets and put in an APB on Tebow and make him a linebacker. He's 250. He can probably do it.
All right, put him in there as the running back.
Running back?
No Wildcat.
Right.
No Wildcat.
All right, cool. He better running back than the regular running back. All right, Jacksonville Jaguars against Indianapolis Colts.
Andrew Luck.
I go Luck. Kansas City versus New Orleans. Will they finally get a win?
I think so. New Orleans will get a win just because Kansas City's not doing much these days.
Right. Now, you know Kansas City is up for the upsets, but we'll see. Let's go New Orleans. And know who that. Cincinnati against Washington. RG3 coming up again.
I think RG3, Washington should be 3-0, so I'm going to say RG3.
Woo! Well, Washington actually lost. They lost last game.
I said they should be 3-0.
Oh, they should be 3-0. My bad.
Yeah, after next week, they should end up 3-0.
All right. Antoine Foster said Buffalo winning. Nice. Let's see. Ziggy said Dallas.
He got Buffalo over it.
Hey, Ziggy said Dallas overrated.
Dallas always been overrated, but they pay for their players.
You're right. All right, you got Ziggy. He said the Bengals gonna win. Wow. He's the Bengals beat Washington. All right.
Okay.
St. Louis Rams against Chicago.
That's a good one right there. I'm gonna have to go St. Louis. Actually, I'm sorry.
St. Louis. All right. Foss said Cincinnati defense is gonna be too much for RG3. We're gonna see about that. All right. We got San Fran against Minnesota. Ooh wee.
I'm sorry, no doubt. San Francisco.
All right, let's see if Adrian Peterson can get past Pat Willis. Detroit versus Tennessee.
Detroit gonna take this. And Matt Stafford, I can see Matt Stafford and Megatron catching up by 3 touchdowns this week.
Something like that, man. Come on now, Detroit, man. Matt Stafford been point shaving. And you know Detroit, they point shave. Matt Stafford point shaving. All
right. Right.
let's go. Atlanta versus San Diego.
Matty Ice.
Matty Ice.
Got to go Matty Ice, ATL. All
right, let's go. Philadelphia versus Arizona.
I got it. I'm going to say Arizona. I'm going to say Philadelphia as long as Mike Vick don't get that fifth interception this week.
Cool. All right, Pittsburgh versus Oakland real quick.
Pittsburgh.
All right, Houston versus Denver. Ooh, good game.
That's going to be a great game, but I'm going to have to go with my team. I got to go with Houston. I'm sorry, Peyton. I love Peyton. I love him to death, but I got to go with Houston.
All right, primetime game of the week next week. We're going to be talking about it. New England versus Baltimore.
I think New England hurting right now. Even though they just picked up Kellen, I don't think they're going to be able to do it. I'm going to go Baltimore.
All right, let's go. Green Bay, Monday Night Football. Green Bay versus Seattle.
It's going to be a good game, actually, but I'm going to have to go Green Bay.
Green Bay. All right.
I can't go away from Aaron Rodgers.
Can't go away from Aaron Rodgers? I got you. Let's see what the people in the lobby saying. Let's see. Ziggy says Chicago in the blowout. Lions in the blowout too. Ziggy got Ravens. Let's see. Green Bay in the blowout. That's gonna be a blowout. I see you.
Seattle. Green Bay's gonna probably blow them out.
Yeah, they're going to blow them out. So we got some games that should be automatic wins for some people, but then again, you never know. Never know. So we're going to actually set that up. We're going to check it out. All your predictions is on record. I'm putting you out there. You know what I mean? This show is recorded. So I'm putting you all out there, and we're actually going to go with the stats. We'll go with Matt. Mr. ESPN 33. We're going to go with his record, and we're going with my record. We're going to definitely put that on the next show. And let you know how we doing. I'm actually going to let you know how the fans doing too. You all that's out there. And what we're going to get into next, what we're going to do, let's see. Alright, oh yeah, we got something else, man. We want to, as a matter of fact, let me bring the music down a little bit, because this is actually a little touchy subject. We want to say rest in peace to Steve Sable, man. He was actually the creator. Him and his dad was the creator of NFL films, man. Definitely rest in peace to him. He just passed yesterday. We'll definitely go on that. He created NFL films, and also he was an on-air personality when ESPN started. Did you know that?
Hello? Hey. All
right. Yeah. So, cool. Yeah. All right. So we'll definitely be, rest in peace for him. He put out a lot of NFL films. And everything like that. So we'll definitely put a shout out to him on the page and let his legacy move on. I'm pretty sure he's going to be in the Hall of Fame. So check it out with that one. Real quick, man, we got like another little couple minutes. Detroit Tigers, man, they might not take it with the playoffs, man. They 3 games behind. As I'm looking at ESPN right now, the Tigers won. And I'm not exactly sure if the White Sox won, but they're definitely behind by at least 2 games. So check that out.
Last I checked, it was 5.5, so we got to see. They must have made some moves. It was 5.5 earlier today.
Oh, yeah, I see you. Also, Ziggy, man, yeah, shout out to rest in peace to the fallen Cooley Cardinals, man. Definitely want to shout out to them. Anybody else that you definitely want to shout out, we definitely going to do it. Right now, oh, yeah, NBA, man. Now, this is your team. This is the Lakers. Your man, Metal World Peace, stated that the Lakers can go 73-9. What do you think about that?
I think Metal World Peace is off his meds. LA Lakers are my team, and I do feel like they're the team to beat, but come on, man. Really?
73-9. The old Kobe, the back-broken Dwight Howard, the old
Dwight Howard. Nash. Old come Nash. On. No.
You got Paul Gasol. I don't know, man.
Though they picked, they got Jody Meeks, they got Antoine Jameson come off the bench. They got a nice team.
So you thinking the coach will mess them up?
I'm sure Mike Brown's gonna screw them up somehow. Come on, somehow. We talking about Mike Brown. Come on.
All right, man. So basically, that was the T-Stream Media Show, man. That'll basically do it, man. We actually had a good time to let y'all know this is actually the first show. We did a lot off the top of our head. We definitely going to do some more. We definitely will be definitely more organized next time going around. Check out the page, facebook.com/TStreamMedia. If you need to know the spelling of it, I always put it on my page, Travis Mines, a.k.a. DJ T Diggity. Shout out to my main man, co-host, Matty Ice. No, I'm playing. ESPN 33. I'll definitely put his Twitter name out there for you all as well. There you go. If you didn't know, man, we used to play and run courts. Two big dudes running courts in Detroit. If y'all didn't know, now you know.
I'm the best big player in the city.
You know what? Somebody else said that. What's my man name? What's his
I'm
name
the best big, I'm the best big point forward center in the city.
The point forward center. Let's go. All right, so look, man, thank you all for listening. Thanks, Ziggy, for tuning in. Thanks, my dear YC, for tuning in. Good job. I heard you back there. Also, thank you to the main man, Foss. Antoine Foster, frat member. I'm definitely going to shout you out. If you want to tag, man, definitely let me know. I will tag you in today's show. They are recorded, but at the same time, it's always best to chime in when we're doing different things on the show, man. So that'd be great, as we just did. Let you know, I do shout out businesses. So if you actually tune into the show, I will shout out your little business or your profession or whatever you want me to do. If you want some promotion more on your Twitter page, I'll definitely do that. Whatever you want, music, party, if you need an interview for something that you're doing positive, definitely don't forget to vote. Whatever it is, let me know. We also need an insider for the NCAA, NBA. Somebody did hit me up about the NBA insider. Or MLB, whatever sport, man, let me know for the show. We normally do it on Mondays. We normally do it on Mondays. Mondays is the main day for it. We just did it on Tuesday because technical difficulties. Yeah, you know I mean, so we'll do them on Mondays around like 9, 10-ish. If not, it's going to be around that time. So you'll definitely be rested. You'll definitely be looking at TV or something of that nature. We were trying to do it before the Monday Night Football game. But if it goes past the Monday Night Football game, we'll definitely do it on Tuesdays again. So thanks, Paul. Good job. Appreciate it. You
one more game, got you.
Go ahead, say something real quick.
Got an open run basketball court Sunday night, 8 o'clock, 10:15. It's a Romulus, the 18601 Middle Belt at Summit Academy High School. $3 per person. We got 3 courts. Bring your hoopers.
All day, bring your hoopers, man. And if you need more information on that basketball rim court, I'll definitely put out the address as well on my page, just like that. He just put it out there for me to shout out, for him to shout out. I put it out there for him to help him out. Help me out, help you out. That's how we do it. We about to be out here, man. Let me know. Tomorrow we got the T-Stream Media Show music mixtape. Featured is Waka Flocka Flame. Holla at me, and I'll holla at y'all later. All right, peace.